Heat on the government today over vaccine targets and opening dates because the National Party is saying 85% or by December 1st. That's their policy, 85% jabbed or by December 1st, whatever comes first. There's going to be DHB and age-based milestones as part of their back-to-business plan. The COVID response spokesperson, Chris Bishop, with us. Chris, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
85% based on what?
Based on the fact that that would give us one of the highest vaccination rates in the developed world. And at that level, our view is that New Zealand can safely open up both externally and internally. It's time to end the lockdowns, let Auckland get back to business, let the country get back to business, actually, get some sort of normality back and some freedom back in our life.
Would Auckland be open now?
Well, Auckland's not quite at that double dose, 85% yet, but it will be in a matter of weeks. So our view is set a goal, 85% double dose, or December 1st, whichever comes first. On the current timeline, we can get there within 3 to 4 weeks. The problem with the government's current approach is that Aucklanders have got absolutely no idea about what's happening. They've got to tune into the daily 1pm Podium of Truth pronouncements to find out what's happening. They think they'll get a roadmap or a plan. They don't. Every week that goes by, there's absolutely no certainty, no roadmap. They've got no idea and no hope. And people are getting increasingly frustrated. And they really need a target to go for. People need to know what the target is. National's putting our target out there. We encourage the government to pick it up and go with it as well.
Is MIQ gone?
MIQ would go once we hit double vaccination of 85%. For the most part, for everyone other than people from very high-risk countries. I mean, the most amazing thing about MIQ, and this is new information that I don't think has been made public yet, is that 97% of people in MIQ right now are partly or fully vaccinated. 90% of them are fully vaccinated. Quite astonishing. And most of those people are with the Pfizer dose, by the way.
Chris Hipkins would argue the problem with it is that not everyone comes into Auckland. They're going around the country and the rest of the country doesn't have COVID. So if you arrive in the country, even if you're double-dosed, you end up in Christchurch. What if you test positive and come out into Christchurch, the South Island, you're in trouble?
So what we're saying is if you're fully dosed with Pfizer, you come into the country with a negative pre-departure test and you're going into a part of the country that has at least 80% full vaccination yourself, what's the risk of that? Yep, there's a risk, of course. There's risk in everything in life. Yep, there's a chance you might have COVID, but the risk is very low. And here's the other thing. At the moment, if you test positive for COVID in Auckland at the moment, or soon, you're going to get placed into home-based self-isolation. Yep. If you're a double-dose passenger coming from Queensland with no COVID, you go into MIQ for 14 days. It doesn't make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't. Well, what's this DHB age milestone? What are they?
So what we're saying is 80% for every DHB, and 70% in every age band. And the reason to do that is to make sure you've got a good regional spread around the country. You don't want pockets and groups of people who don't have a decent spread of COVID, a decent spread of vaccination. And so we just think that's an added protection. But the major target is 85% double dose across the country.
Fantastic. Appreciate your time, Chris Bishop, National's COVID spokesperson.